You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, that's right. You're locked into Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Ting. As usual, it's 1 hour's worth of all the best Asian jams. On today's show, I'll be joined once again by Alistair Sean, who I believe has made a lot of enemies right now, because last week, if you didn't listen to the show, we had him on the show when he announced that he's quitting music for good. Turns out he's not quitting music for good, and this whole thing is actually a promotional effort for his latest single called Stones in My Shoes. He'll be joining us on the show again to tell us all about this single rollout and how did his friends and family take it. Monologue will also be dropping by to share some details about the making of his Lagu Perang album. All that and more, Don't Change the Dial, right here on Wavelength. Got lots of great Asian tunes to accompany you throughout the show as well. Starting off with a brand new one from Alena Murang. She has just dropped her latest album. It's called Sky Songs, and that album is available right now on CD and cassettes, and it'll be out on streaming platforms by June. Here's a track from that album. This one's called Menu by Alena Murang. Thank you. by Alina Murang. Up next, a tune from Indonesian rapper and producer Bub, and then Alistair Sean joins me again on the show. This one's a new one from Bub featuring Bass Boy from the mini EP called Songs to Begal 2. This one's called Post Begal.
Love, it is what it is. Our goal is adjacent, my soul is indifferent. My whole existence is pushing suspicions. Know that I'm gifted and being dismissive. I want love, but I need head. Please wrap me up, then kiss me in bed. I know I'm nothing, but I want it all. I miss the feeling of love when I fall. My eyes are heavy. Don't call me baby, unless you stick around whenever I call. I ain't got time to tussle and brawl. Why bother sticking around? Don't be gone in a flash, huh? I'm never fine, vengeance is mine. All others pay cash, huh?
Nice to meet you, aku katastrofi. Don't deserve you, I don't got no trophy. I be acting, although I got no fee. Just a phony who says he got no fear. I'm a fool and I know it. We've nicked up too loud, don't you ever know it. To love you is easy, we're also greasy. You like it sleazy, let me show it. Tak kenal tempat dan tak kenal waktu. Bahkan tak sempat tuk buka sepatu. You make me heart lebih dari batu. Dipping and dipping you in my
still locked into Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. Now, last week we had Alistair Sean on the show after announcing that he's quitting music for good. Well, turns out it was a promotional effort for his brand new single, Stones in My Shoes. So yes, he is not quitting music after all. He's on the line with us right now once again. Hey man.
What's up?
So would you call this a PR stunt? Whose idea was this?
This was Julian's idea.
Your manager?
Manager, yeah. So he came up with a plan. Actually, we were supposed to release the song in February, but it got delayed, so we had to like push it to April.
April Fool's.
June. It was on Friday. It was on the 2nd. So he planned to like make a gig on April Fool's, as much as you know, like the last concert ever.
Right after that last concert, you dropped this brand new single, "Stones in My Shoes."
Yes.
I mean, man, your acting was really on point. You got really emotional as well. It's very convincing acting.
Why, thank you.
So what was the reaction from people around you? Did a lot of people know?
Only a few friends I know. But some of my friends actually believed it. So I'm so sorry. It's just part of the, you know, master plan.
You know, this reminds me of Daft Punk, who recently, well, we're not too sure whether they're retiring, they broke up, whether they fought. But I, for one, I truly believe Daft Punk is not quitting for good. I think they are just resting the Daft Punk name to embark on other things, you know. And also, why not end on a high note, right?
That's true. I thought the same too. Like, I feel like they're going to make a comeback.
I think they're French. Just one day. They're French, so they will romanticize, you know, band breakups.
So true.
You know, so you describe this change and this whole thing as a sonic rebrand of your music, like a new Alistair Sean 2.0. What sparked this change?
Well, you know, because can't always be the same kind of tune when it comes to making songs. I prefer trying different approach. Like, some of my songs are quite mellow, like Sweet Baby Cakes. That was very inspired by like those 1960s, you know, music. Then Kiss Kill Me Darling is very alternative. I don't know, I just want to try a different approach to all my release, my new songs, my demos. So the song was based on a dream that I had before I came back to Kuching. It was a weird dream. I dreamt of an alien who tried to brainwash me by putting a device in my shoes. Yeah, it was damn weird, lah.
Far out, man.
I felt like I can't control my body in the dream. Suddenly, there was like this funky music coming out, you know, in the atmosphere. And then I started to bob with it. And then I woke up and I was like, wow, that's a weird dream.
Alien grooves.
Yeah, alien grooves, alien funk. So that's when I started to pick up the bass, just trying to figure out the tune for that dream. The song is about irritation, being irritated by something. So it's a metaphor, yeah.
Nice. Nobody likes stones in their shoes, right?
Yes, correct.
Did the guitar solo come from the aliens as well?
No, that was me.
That was all you?
That was all me.
Well, I'm so happy that you're back in business, not quitting music. And,
thank you.
Yeah, let's enjoy this tune, Stones in My Shoes, the April Fool's single from Alistair Sean, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Hello friends and hello foes. What do you have for me today? Should I stay or should I go? Or is there any other way for me to keep it cool? Already am a fool. There's something.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Welcome back to Wavelength. Right before the break, you heard Stones in My Shoes, the brand new single that was released on April Fool's by Alistair Sean. Turns out he's not quitting music after all. Okay, for the next few tunes, it's gonna be slightly guitar heavy. Not necessarily heavy, but there's lots of guitars in it. Starting off with Thai indie band Yon Lapa, got something from Singapore Sops, and then some shoegaze from new Indonesian band Shed. So coming up, starting off with Thai band Yon Lapa, this one's called You on Wavelength. BFM
least we could still be friends, but don't let me down. Don't let me down, 'cause I might lose my way. So many things I care enough. Too many things I care in perceiving amounts. Sums up how I feel about myself. She can afford a bed, does the car with you. How did the echoes in my head so out of tune? What are your fences up against? Our castles have turned into sand.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Indonesia is a brand new shoegaze band. They go by name Shed, and this is their very first track that they've shared with the world, called Blue. Now, not too long ago on our other music show called The Pulse, where we play all the latest music and I bring you all the latest music news, Locke from Mono Locke was on the show to talk more about his latest long-awaited drop, Lagu Perang. And in that same chat that I had with him, I wanted to know if it was true, from what I heard, that his kids actually helped out for the process of making one of the songs in that Lagu Perang album. So, of course, I asked him to find out more. The album, I heard you had some help from your eldest child for the gamelan melodies on certain tracks in the album.
Yes, it's because I think the title track was Bila Buka Mata, and the intro, which is called Mukadimah, and also the outro. The story is, because I've recorded plenty of songs already, so we are in the midst of closing the album, Gala. So, and then I got this track, which was written by me and lyrics by Encik Farid also from the museum. He told me about, why not, Locke, can you, I mean, what do you think if we make this Bila Buka Mata song as a gamelan song also in the Lagu Perang album? Because he liked the song so much. So and I like the song too, because it's different from Urusan Sriba Kebenda, Cinta, and even Ningrat lah. So it's one of those songs lah. But it's in a different scale. It's not in the gamelan punya standard scale. Because gamelan ni kan dia macam, it's already there. So you can't really change the tune of the gamelan. Unless you play, ataupun unless you create a song based on the scale of the gamelan. You know, it's a bit technical lah. So tak apa. Okay, moving forward. So then, okay, I'll try lah. Cakap, okay lah, Cik Farid, saya cuba. You know, so I try to incorporate lah the gamelan into the Bila Buka Mata song. Which is, which was on the different tuning ataupun different scale lah. Okay, so I was thinking, then I was in the studio, so I actually came up with an idea to sample the gamelan. So when I sample the gamelan, then I can actually change the tune of the gamelan, right?
Yeah.
And then make it somehow again, talking about relevance and talking about me fusing the Western instruments with the gamelan. So this is part of it also lah, because this is the modern language of sampling things, you know, sampling. Because I've always loved the sampling technique into music lah. So I sampled the gamelan note for note. Okay, then I put it in the, I line it up in the keyboard, and then just biar buka je. So I macam jam lah. Okay, so what should I write? You know, should I play? What should I play lah? What note kan? Using the gamelan. Then my daughter came in the studio. So I tak sedar, because the keyboard was actually on, and then I accidentally on the arpeggiator or something lah. Or maybe it was my daughter lah, because she was, dia budak kan, so dia macam datang masuk in the studio, dia tweak, dia main down. And then I dengar, because the arpeggiator is on, and then she press, I think, few notes lah. So it's like, wah, terus for me macam eureka moment lah, you know. I was a bit blocked lah by then. Macam, what should I write? You know, how to write this gamelan punya line. Tiba-tiba, eureka lah. For me, macam, it opened another pathway lah, another door for gamelan to be put in the album in a different manner. You know, not just playing, sample and play, but sample,
arpeggiated,
and then play. So that's why credit goes to her. If she didn't come to the studio that time, I won't be there lah. I won't even think about it lah. Although it's in front of me, but you need someone to trigger it, and so she triggered it lah.
This is the benefits of working from home.
Yeah, Soho lah, Soho, yes.
Lagu Perang is available on all good record stores. It's available on vinyl and CD. You can get both, because both different formats have different versions of the same song. Right after this, I've got more tunes for you. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9. In the meantime, Moon Lock with something from his Lagu Perang album. This one's called Ningrat on Wavelength BFM 89.9.
Memberi
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. Right before the break, you heard Ningrat from Monologue. That one's taken from his long-awaited album, Lagu Berang. Couple more tracks to play for you before I head out. Next, this one is from Korea. It's a math rock band from Korea. Haven't heard math rock music in a while, so check this one out from the band Dabda. This one's called Playing Alone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Japan, that was the band Machiko with the tune Allo. Right before that, keeping things upbeat, from Indonesia, that was Parliament Pop with Gaira Hasrat. If you've missed out on any parts of this episode and you'd like to get a full track list, you can do so by heading over to our website. That's at www.bfm.my/wavelength, and that's where you can get all our previous shows as well. No worries if you missed out on anything. Closing off the show with a Lust remix. Yep, local band Lust have dropped remixes of tunes from their latest album, Venta Black. And I'll be leaving you with Juko's version of Hedonist. Now, Juko may or may not be Azrael from Jack First Beats. Who knows? Check it out. Lust with Hedonist, the Juko's Ghost in the Wave remix. right here on Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds from the Asian region with me, Ofnir Ting. Take care and stay safe out there, right here on BFM 89.9.